And 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker,
which is brought to you today by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
Tackle tasks on your property with a new compact utility tractor from Prairie Land Partners. During their summer sales event, enjoy 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. Get the tractor you need now with low monthly payments and without the burden of high interest rates. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends July 31, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 29th of July. Partly cloudy, 81 degrees on our way to 101 with a heat index near 109 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday by Emporia City Engineer Jim Ubert. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Hey, thanks, Ron. I'm doing well this morning. Going to shape up to be a little bit of a warm week this week.
Indeed, yeah. That's one way to put it. Speaking of that, Jim, before we start diving into the different categories of work that you guys have got going on, with the temperatures going to be, 100-plus this week, heat index readings look like they're going to be 105 to 110 or close to that range all week long. Does that wind up changing maybe either the work schedule or maybe some expectations on progress here this week for the different work that's ahead right now?
So this time of year, as we get into the heat of July and early August, our contractors that we work with tend to slide their schedules up in the morning earlier and cut out in the afternoon in the real heat of it. And, yeah, it does. They tend to try to move things up as early as in the morning as possible. And, then our staff then our inspection staff slides up with that on their schedules as well.
Does that also mean here, Jim, that you're kind of thinking you're still trying to get the same amount of work done? You're just adjusting the hours, or are you looking at maybe slowing down the workload here in general terms, just because it's going to be so hot in the peak part of the day?
No, they tend to do the same amount of work. They just try to get it done earlier before it gets right in the heat of the afternoon. And at that point, then, is they're kind of slowing down, winding down to the end of the day, and those sorts of things. And I came in this morning here for the interview, and our inspection staff for street rehab is already out on the job. So at 6:45 or so. So that's what happens this time of year.
Well, let's talk about street rehab. How are things going? Things are pretty much lining up the way you projected, Jim?
Yes. Yeah. Our contractors probably out of the 26 street segments we have this year, they are about 30 to 40% done. I was out Friday afternoon at the end of the day, and they wrapped up or were wrapping up, and I think they finished up probably about 6:30 Friday night on C of E Drive with the asphalt portion of it.
Right here, yeah.
And right out your front door, and their subcontractor for the concrete portion of it will be starting this week, and we'll tear out the 12th Avenue entrance and the SOS buildings that drive that they have to their shed, and we're actually lowering that down a little bit to make I'll call it bumper scrapes less likely, and flatten that out a little bit right there.
Well put.
But I hopefully that will improve the ride, and I think we're expecting that to take the rest of this week and maybe a little bit into next week, and then that'll wrap that portion up. But there's plenty of work still to do. Like I said, they're probably 30-40% underway, and we've got a fair amount of work to go, impacting a number of businesses. For the better in terms of the road pavement, but for the worse, obviously, for the what happens during construction, we've still got to tackle that part around Tyson with Prairie Street, the approach off of 6th Avenue and the side streets around there. We've got to do the Oaks Drive out there at Cargill, numerous locations still around town.
You know, one actually a couple of them that come to mind are the brick streets on the east side of town. Have those been taken care of right now, or are those still on that to-do list here between now and early fall?
They're still on the to-do list. They'll probably be, I would imagine, some of the last streets that get taken care of on this project.
Okay. Jim, switching over here to, I want to go to Lincoln Street next, because the Interstate 35 bridge has been seeing a lot of work, and it seems like there's been a pretty good amount of progress on the north side of the bridge. What's the status report for that?
So, I live up in that general area, just south of there. So, driving by it, I get to see that frequently, and they've got the sheet piling in, which kind of holds in the embankment on the roadway that's still being used on the box culvert, and they've torn out half the box culvert bridge that was in there on the north side. They've got that whole embankment laid back on a slope, and I would expect that at some point here very soon they'll start driving piles in there for the piers on that. And again, you know, I make these comments as kind of a casual observer, because KDOT doesn't give us any updates on this as we go. I'm more of a, I guess, knowing a little bit of what goes into these projects and seeing it kind of like the general public does as well.
Well, what about, let's talk about Waterline. And, you know, activity's been going on there. Where's the update, Jim?
So 24th Avenue Waterline is obviously still well underway. We had a construction meeting last week, and the contractor's probably 20-25% done in terms of money earned or project earned on it, and probably just a little less than that on days used. So as far as that goes, schedule wise, they're coming along pretty well, and they do have the casing pipe in place underneath I-35 highway. They have most of the pipe that goes inside of that in there. I think they're waiting on installing about another 80 feet of pipe underneath there. And I think they probably have 3 weeks, give or take, left on before they wrap up the 24th Avenue portion of the project, before they move over there to Hillcrest and Prairie Street to start down Prairie Street. So, you know, probably the later weeks, the last week or two in August is about the time that they'll start that, and they won't start that until 24th Avenue is open to traffic, back up and running and open to traffic.
Jim, it does seem like street rehab and 24th and Industrial, or I should say 24th and Prairie, I keep referring to Industrial because all the work that's been taking place outside of the pavilions here to get things started, but it seems like those two projects are really close to on time, on schedule, or are progressing really well in that regard. Is that how you're seeing those two projects specifically?
Yeah, it is, and pleased with that. That's glad to see. We had a you know, on the 24th Avenue Waterline project, we had a little wrinkle or two here and there, just with kind of, I'd say, traffic control and getting the public used to how they access the pavilions, and making sure that that the neighborhoods down there around Apple Lane, Sunset Lake Drive, that we all, you know, communicate with those neighborhoods and make sure they know how to get into and out of the properties.
You know, one other project that comes up before that's ongoing before we ask you about what's going to be coming that's new to the calendar, I guess, would be Road F, the project outside of Road, you know, Prairieland Partners John Deere with that pavement project underway. Looks like that one's doing well as well.
It is. Yeah, that's the Industrial 4 roadway and drainage improvements, and we're really pleased with that one. That started in the spring, and we've got storm sewer in, have the first lift of asphalt down. The intersection down at Highway 50 is the concrete intersection has been constructed, and curb and gutter is probably 50% in, starting from the south going up to the north, and then they'll progress with that all the way up, and then there's a concrete intersection up there at Road 180 that'll be constructed here probably in the next, if I were to guess, probably the next 3 to 4 weeks, concrete work will wrap up, and then and that includes an 8-foot concrete path that half mile there on the east side over on Industrial Park 4, and then asphalt the asphalt paving subcontractor will move in and wind that down then in the month or so after that.
Good progress there. Well, what else may be coming, Jim, that you haven't mentioned here yet this morning?
So today is what we understand with the Flint Hills Crossing project, which is the infrastructure improvements for the Quick Trip project. KDOT is wrapping up their review today, July 29th, as we understand from their staff, and our consultant has the plans to final check plan stage, and we could be bidding the infrastructure probably within 90 days, something like that, assuming that the permitting portion of it for the utilities with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, assuming that all goes as fast as they have with other projects that we've had to submit. So we could be looking at here this late fall, early winter, be doing utility work starting on that with the paving drainage and paving improvements to follow right behind it.
And then you've got C-Clip still yet to come, right?
We have a C-Clip project that bids August 13, and look to award it on August 21st with, I think, a start late September. And that project is, it goes along ESU's campus and also on K-99 Merchant Street portion, and then the K-99 commercial piece south of the tracks was from Kansas Avenue to the railroad tracks on commercial K-99 down there. So, yeah, we do. We've got another paving KDOT C-Clip project with the mill and overlay there, too.
Not a lack of things going on, Jim.
No, we've got a number of things going on, a lot of things in the fire. So keeping us busy and busy, for us, busy's good.
It is good. We appreciate your time as always. Great job on the update, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Ron and Chuck, appreciate the opportunity to talk about our projects and to fill in the public.
Thanks for keeping us updated. Emporia City Engineer Jim Huber joining us this morning, Chuck, on our Monday Primetime Newsmaker.
All right, and I want to let you know, too, that we've just gotten tomorrow's Newsmaker confirmed. That'll be Lyon County Health Officer Dr. Laden Oyenuga, as we talk about ways to stay safe in the current heat wave and some of the things that you need to look out for, specifically when it comes to heat stress, heat exhaustion, and heat stroke. Wednesday, Thursday's Newsmakers are open now. They'll be filled later. Friday, we'll also have Kayla Mock and Kat Dorkas with the monthly First Friday preview.
And our primetime newsmaker brought to you this morning by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. It's 7:34. Oh, you know what that sound is. Yes, indeed. Find the hidden medallion, the hide-and-seek medallion. And it could be upwards of close to $3,500 in prizes. Could be yours if you have a valid hunting license. And you get the medallion to us here at our studio locations, 1420 C of E Drive. Hey, don't forget that we do have our clues posted at our sponsor locations after 11 a.m. every weekday. Nextech Wireless, Flint Hills Lanes, Mishavalita, Brown Shoe Fit, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, and Jack's Lawn and Pool. Stay tuned. We will have today's clue next.
At Nextech Wireless, you are in the driver's seat. With all the latest devices, the choice is yours. You pick between 18, 24, or 36-month terms and get your device on us. Nextech Wireless. Home on the range.
Hide and seek. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. Yes, indeed. Good to have you along with us here on a Monday as we begin The search for the hidden medallion. Where might it be? Clue number one, Monday, July 29th. No need to trespass. It's on public ground. Within the city, Emporia city limits is where the hide-and-seek medallion will be found. So just kind of a general clue for you there. Again, no need to trespass. It's on public ground. Within the city limits of Emporia is where the hide-and-seek medallion will be found. So within our Emporia city limits. So there you have it. Again, clues posted after 11 o'clock every weekday morning at our hide-and-seek sponsor locations. Log on to KVOE.com. And again, if you find the hidden medallion, you've got a valid hunting license, bring it on up, and you will win the grand prize of over $3,000 in prizes. If you find it without a medallion, it'll be $500 in cash, but all those prizes will be drawn at random for those who attended all of our validation remotes. We still have those registration slips. So, clue number two coming up tomorrow here, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. 81 degrees. It is 7:38.
Hello, this is Mike Argabright. I'm running for Kansas Senate District 17. I will stand up for Kansas families.